ongoing emissions that come from a lot of these facilities in the Gulf also contribute to bad air quality and bad health. So more of these facilities mean more people are put at risk. So when we talk about plastics and pollution, we also need to be talking about the pollution that is tied to the production piece and the very first stage of plastic.
We're going to have to leave it there now, but of course, we'll continue to cover this again. Sunday is Earth Day, celebrated around the world. The theme now, End Plastic Pollution. Priscilla Villa joining us from Houston, part of the Break Free from Plastics movement. Marcus Erickson, co-founder of Five Gyres Institute. That does it for our show. A fond farewell to Camille May Baker. We wish you the very best in what will clearly be a brilliant career. Tonight, I'll be in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Rococo Theater, 8 p.m. Hope to see you there, celebrating KZUM's 40th anniversary. Saturday night, Democracy Now!'s Juan Gonzalez will be speaking at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And on Tuesday at noon, I'll be speaking in Teaneck, New Jersey at the Puffin Cultural Forum. All welcome. Democracy Now! Accepting applications for our paid year-long social media fellowship. Check out democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Gezdor, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottesdiener, Sam Malkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this is Chelsea Marie, Program Director here at WHFR. I just want to take a moment to thank all those who pledged their support during this year's Radiothon. I want to thank all of our DJs for their hard work, but I especially want to thank our loyal listeners for their support. If you would still like to donate, please visit our website and click on the Radiothon 2018 button. And on behalf of everyone here at WHFR, thank you.
Spring and summer registration is now open at Henry Ford College. Students can go online to WebAdvisor to register for classes that begin on May 8th, and the deadline for registration is May 9th. If you're looking to begin classes at Henry Ford College, schedule an appointment with the counseling office at 313-845-9611. There's a flood of memories every time you hear that pop. There's a flood of memories every time you hear that scratch. From the old and legendary to the new and collected, music is constantly evolving, but the one thing that hasn't left music is vinyl. Join 89.3 WHFR as we celebrate Vinylthon, a nationwide celebration of all things vinyl. Tune in this Saturday as we dust off our collection and fire up the turntables to spin you something special. From your favorite listener-supported, non-commercial radio station, WHFR is making waves with vinyl. Tune in online and use our new web player app at whfr.fm or tune in on your radio with 89.3 FM. We are WHFR, the only station making waves.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
Welcome to this edition of the new WHFR Journal. I'm Susan McGraw, along with Alan Mazurek. Hi, Alan.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us for the show today. We had a great Radiothon edition of the program last week and wrapped up what I assume was a decent week.
Absolutely. We are excited to thank the pledgers who supported Radiothon, our 1 week out of the year, by the way, where we officially ask for your vote of financial support to keep this radio station operating. Over half of our operating budget comes from you, from the listener and the donor. So thank you if you have had the opportunity to do that. If not, it's never too late. Well, we always want to say that too.
I was going to say, this is not an official ask. This is just technically a reminder.
Exactly. Yes. The unofficial reminder that if you missed it, if you were away, if you couldn't participate in some way, there's always an opportunity. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But check out the website, whfr.fm, for ways to donate. But thank you so much.
And of course, if you got that letter in the mail and you sort of left it in a pile there in the corner of the kitchen counter, you can always pull that out and write a check and send it in as well.
Yes, right? I have literally had people come up to me and say, I missed it. Oh my gosh, I don't want to wait until next year, but I guess I have to. And I'm like, no. It's okay. We'll take it.
And again, this is not an ask. This is just a reminder if you got the, if you got it in the mail or if you haven't been to the website, whfr.fm, again, the idea being is that anything that you that our listeners provide as a gift makes this program service possible. And that includes the new WHFR Journal, the classical music, and, of course, a world of music programming that is available 24/7. At 89.3 and WHFR.FM.
One of the things we are most proud of, again, this year that we were able to sort of bring back from last year, this was our second year doing this, was all of the live music at the radio station. We had 7 days of live musical programming.
It was pretty cool.
It was, wasn't it? From 5 until 6 p.m. Now, normally, if you don't listen during that time, during the week, but you're thinking, live music, who does that anymore? Well, we do, and we wanted to really feature and showcase the great live talent in our community and the fact that we're willing to present it on the radio. So normally Thursdays, and now we're back to our sort of regular schedule, if you will, you can listen to what we call Live from Studio J, which is our performance studio, every Thursday from 5 until 6 p.m. So you will hear live music, bands, artists coming in. And boy, we had some big groups. We had some some solos.
I was here for the biggest of the big.
Yes, yeah, you for that. But so it was exciting and just wonderful. But back to once a week on that. But it's something not to miss.
And of course, for those of you who have you know, pledged your support and been our supporters, our loyal listeners, and our loyal membership sponsors, we truly do appreciate that. And of course, there's room for more. Now, okay, so now that that's out of the way, we go back to the actual, like, let's start the new WHFR Journal for this time, right?
Woohoo!
All right, okay.
Yes.
Some important news, and we do really want to thank our colleagues in the journalism realm. We try to bring you news and views and opinions from Dearborn and surrounding communities here on the new WHFR Journal and on our impact programs. But we want to give a shout out to the Henry Ford College Student Newspaper, which won 16 awards at the 2018 Michigan Community College Press Association conference, which was held at Central Michigan University a couple of weeks ago. The Mirror News editor-in-chief, Fatima Nkata, won Journalist of the Year at the statewide journalism competition. And boy, we really want to give a great big tip of the hat to her for being able to do that. Her and fellow Mirror News staff placed in a number of other categories, as I mentioned, 16 total awards. That also includes, I believe, our own Josh Hebert, who's going to join us a little bit later on today on the program.
That's right, Josh. We're very proud of how he's grown as a journalist and as a broadcast journalist, in fact, as well. His comfort zone was print journalism, and he's done a good job with that, but he's really flourishing in this capacity, and it's through the opportunity that you provide us by supporting our radio station that we can actually have these student learning experiences, and Josh did very well. He brought home an award for his sports reporting, which
was
pretty
cool. Well, we've got 55 minutes of student learning experiences ahead of us on the program today. Let's just tell the audience what we're going to do today.
Oh, yeah. Very excited to welcome back our friends from the Downriver Detroit Student Film Consortium. And you might remember hearing about them back in the wintertime, but where they're checking in to tell us a little bit about where they're at now, some things to the future. And I can't wait to talk with Scott Galeski and a couple of students from the consortium to learn more about what these wonderful young students of film are doing. And anytime we can engage students in the media and in the media arts, we know that an underlying component is teaching that media literacy, which is so very important for all ages, of course, but certainly as young people, as we're sort of digesting all of this media stuff around us. But boy, these students are sharp. So we welcome Scott and representatives of the Downriver Detroit Student Film Consortium. And we're going to move on to sports as well, aren't we?
Indeed, we're going to have Josh Hebert joining us along with Gwen Burton, who is the women's basketball coach for the HFC Hawks ladies basketball team, which will be starting up next year. They're going to have tryouts this weekend. We will talk about that. And also athletic director Rochelle Taylor will join us in the second half of the program as well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We do talk about as much local sports as we can, community sports and Henry Ford College sports, but I like getting the ladies in because they've got a lot to represent, and I know we're going to have a great team. So excited about that as well. So let's move forward. We look forward to you staying with us, and we thank you for being here on the new WHFR Journal. We'll kick it off in just a moment.
Getting to know you.
Join WHFR Saturday, April 28th at Burt's Marketplace and Eastern Market for the Getting to Know You Jazz Benefit. Dress to impress and prepare for an intimate evening of jazz, ballroom dancing, and other special guests. $5 for everyone 21 and up, and doors open at 7:30. Join us in the Motown Room for performances from Shelly Kay, DeBlon Jackson, and John Douglas as WHFR celebrates another successful radiothon. Burt's Marketplace is located at 2727 Russell Street, right in the heart of Detroit's Eastern Market. Getting to know you at Burt's Marketplace, with the only station that's making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
The spring sky constellations can be viewed in the Hammond Planetarium right here on the main campus of Henry Ford College. Nothing Gold Can Stay, a Spring Star Talk, is presented every Wednesday evening at 7:30 and every other Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Please arrive early as doors open 15 minutes before scheduled events and close promptly at showtime for this first-come, first-served seating. The multimedia presentation also includes a full-dome feature on the planets Mars and Saturn. This star-studded event is narrated by HFC's own Susan McGraw and the late Dale Van Dorp, a.k.a. the voice of Dearborn. These shows are open to the public and are free. Free parking is also available for Nothing Cold Can Stay, a Spring Star Talk. This event takes place at HFC until Wednesday, May 16th. The planetarium is located in the Science Center Building J on the main campus of Henry Ford College, 5101 Evergreen Road in Dearborn, Michigan. Contact Steve Morrell at 313-317-1536 for more information or send an email to planetariumhfcc.edu.
This is the new WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek, along with Susan McGraw. Susan, you weren't with us last time when we invited in members from the Downriver Detroit Student Film Consortium. It was during the winter, and I guess, well, you know, I guess that could have applied to as recently as this week when it comes to winter. But we do have them back, and this is a group of students and filmmakers that are, you know, basically learning the art of, you know, creating films, finding their voice. It's an extracurricular program run by Scott Galeski, and since you're here this time, we figured we'd invite him back in and have him bring a couple of hoodlums one more time to be with us. Susan, Scott, say hi. That's fine.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure. Pleasure to have you here, and welcome back, Scott. I was able to listen to the interview. We have this wonderful opportunity to listen to archives or podcasts of our interviews on the website, so I feel as if I know a good amount about your program. But for people that maybe didn't catch you the first time around, why don't we start with a little bit of background of the organization. Tell us how it all came to be, how long you've been doing this, and then we'll bring it up to the here and now with our two students in here.
I had been a police detective, recently retired, and I did a career day at the middle school in Wyandotte as a filmmaker. And while I was giving my spiel, an eighth grader raised his hand. Out of all the kids all day long, only one raised his hand. He said, "How do I get into your films?" And that sparked an idea. And his name was Noah Turner. And then we developed this program. We started it the next fall, October of 2016. We meet every Sunday, and we do everything. The concept building, just from scratch, films. And we were on to our second year. We have an eclectic group of kids. We have the creative. We have the kids that have been in trouble. We have athletes. We have scholars. We have an eclectic group. Black, white, green, purple, you name it, we've got it.
Yeah. So coming from detective work and then talking a little bit about your passion of film, spearheading into this wonderful organization, when did you get involved in film? When did that interest sort of spark you, and did it in some way go hand in hand with the detective, like film noir, or were totally disassociated?
I've always been a writer, okay. And out of fear of rejection, I didn't do anything with it. In 2009, I was at the right place at the right time. A little script of mine, The Tank, about the Wayne County Jail, got put together for $132, and it like took off.
Wow.
And a real gritty, mean project. But that's kind of started my own production company. There's people I work with, hands, Steve Copera, Brian Dotson, you know, Jeff Schultz. These are some bigger guys in the state that stayed around after the incentive left.
Yeah, so. Yeah, nice. Well, we're certainly glad to see that, and representing a program here on campus at Henry Ford College that does similar things, getting people an opportunity, getting students a hands-on opportunity to find their collective voice or their individual voice. We certainly support any of these opportunities, but it really seems like this particular organization is not only just providing an outlet for students or a way to get this moving, but you're doing it really successfully. I mean, based on the last interview, you got some pretty good awards under your belt there.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between kind of playing around with this and actually making something of it to this extent?
You know, judging the student film festivals, I realized that there was no representation from Detroit and Downriver. There just wasn't, because they don't have the $40,000 mm-hmm. film classes that some other schools have. Mm-hmm. So we brought our equipment. All our instructors volunteer their times. We have an instructor that covers every facet of filmmaking, and it just works. And they work hard. We're hard on them. If they come unprepared, they hear about it.
Mm-hmm. So. And what schools are involved? Does it matter, you know, which one you're a member of? Do you have to be a certain age, certain category?
What helps is I'm a truant officer presently now.
Ah.
So I'm in the schools. But we've got kids from Martin Luther King, Cass Tech, Wyandotte, Allen Park, Rouge, E-Course, Lincoln Park.
Woodhaven, I think.
Woodhaven,
too, as well.
Yeah. And then this year we brought junior high kids aboard, middle school kids. And they were outstanding. They were outstanding.
Well, let's talk to a couple of those outstanding students.
This is about the kids, so let's introduce our students that we have, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Scott.
Dom?
I'm Dominic. I go to Wilson. I worked in the art division of the program, and I was in a few of the movies, so that's about all I did.
What's your last name, Dominic?
Dominic Barrett.
Barrett, okay. And so coming in, and you're in the eighth grade, yes? So
yes.
Middle school, you're mm-hmm. wrapping up middle school. What got you interested in this form of art, of expression?
Well, I've been drawing since I've been little, and so that's actually what Galeski got me for. But I've always wanted to act, too. So it just kind of all came together into one whole group.
What's neat about Dom is I saw his art in the school. So I called him out of class, and, you know, I was a coach for years. His brother was a standout football player downriver, and Dom's thinking, oh, is another person going to make me play football? And I said, Dom, do you know why you don't play football? And he's like, no. And I said, because you're not your brother. Dom's just creative, and he's brilliant, and we got him for 4 more years, and that's going to be awesome. This is his wheelhouse.
Very good. Very good. Well, we'll talk more a little bit about some of your specialties here in just a moment. But we have another student with us. Yes, this is Darian.
Yeah, Darian.
Hi, Darian. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Darian Henderson, currently in the 10th grade, 17. And I haven't done any films yet, but because I'm new. But I mean, we're going to start. We got 2 projects that we're working on right now.
Nice. And Scott, I think you've got a little story behind Darian's
great story. I was at Roosevelt High School, and I was going in to meet with the principal, and this kid was standing against the wall, and he had his headphones on, and he looked at me, and he gave me the tough guy nod, and I gave him the tough guy nod back. And then a couple weeks after that, I heard him talking to a teacher, and I heard his voice, and I said, you know, I got to track this guy down. And then it was a couple months after that, and a teacher says, hey, there's a student of mine wants to get involved in acting. Can, you know, I introduce you maybe for your program? So I said, give me his name. I'll call him out of class and talk to him. I called him out of class, and lo and behold, It was Darian Henderson, man. It was just, it was awesome. He's got it. He understands the film concept. He's messed around with some YouTube stuff, but now he's going to have the ability to really shine.
Well, this sort of is going to, sorry, Darian, to put you on the spot, but this leads me to the first question. And from the other students and everything that I've been able to see about the consortium, tough guy. You had your walls up, right? You got your headphones on.
Yeah.
The whole point of what I've seen from the creative process from this group is kind of like sort of like letting go, becoming vulnerable, tearing those walls down. I mean, sometimes, and you know, I'm sure Galeski can vouch for this as well. When you have those tough guys, it takes a little time for them to bring those walls down and to really be vulnerable and be a part of the process. What is it about being in front of the camera that lets you want to be, you know, a part of that?
I mean, just Like, I love, like, just being in front of the camera. And, like, I mean, this is, like, a tough guy kind of. I mean, it comes from, like, once I really trust you and I feel like, you know, like, I got love for you, then I just feel like being in front of the camera is just something that I always wanted to do. And I love to watch movies, so just figure, you know, might as well try it.
All right, so we've got tough guy and we've got creative guy, and sometime over the next couple of years, you guys are going to get to know each other a lot better, right? Is that kind of the goal of what this is supposed
absolutely.
To do?
Absolutely, and you know, I mean, Darian's quite the athlete, but I think he's going to be better at the creative aspect, and I think the creative aspect's something he can fall back on. And you hear his voice; he's he's fearless. You know, it's going to be awesome.
When I teach students coming in at 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, some of them have the biggest sort of mental block or fear, frankly, mm-hmm. of being in front of the camera. And it's that behind-the-scenes stuff that they tend to be really comfortable with. So it's interesting that both of you guys are just kind of, yeah, we're doing it. We're going out there in front of the camera. What about the other side of it? Do you have an interest in getting involved in the production end, the editing end, the shooting end, even the writing for that matter? What do you think, Dominic?
Yeah, that's, you know, writing's always interested me. I really like writing, and I like telling stories, and I like being able to express myself in that way. So you're definitely going to see a few projects written by me and directed and stuff.
Cool.
As far as by me, I mean, I'm not, like, I really don't want to, I will write stuff out, you know, stuff like that, but like, I just, like, I don't really, you know, I don't really want to sit down and actually, like, write down, like, a whole script. Like, I'd rather just, like, get in front of the camera and just, you know.
Yeah,
that's not really my strong suit, is mm-hmm. writing and stuff.
So walk us through the creative process and some of the projects that you did this year, and then we can sort of talk about what has been accomplished. So how does the group, as I understand it, they meet on Sundays starting in the fall, and it runs basically until the spring.
Until March, yes.
Yeah, right, correct. So what is involved in what happens over those months?
You recruit the group, mm-hmm. and a lot of the same ones return this year, but we had a lot of new ones. And we circle up, and we decide what our theme is going to be for the year. And Dom, what was our theme this year?
Stereotypes.
So most of our projects revolve around stereotypes. Last year is what will you do to make the world better? This year was stereotypes. And then we break up into groups, the soundtrack people, the behind-the-camera people, the production people, post-production people, the actors, and they go with the different instructors, and they start the creative process. Dom could speak about some of the drills and some of the things we did, Glowfish and, you know,
yeah, we did one activity where we went to a store downtown Wyandotte. It's called Glowfish Studios, and they gave us gift cards, and we could go walk around, and we could pick one item, and we had to come back to our little meeting area, and we got like 10-15 minutes to write a story about that item, and it was awesome. We all got to present them at the end, and they were all really creative and really good.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the experiences that they're getting will certainly connect with things like English classes, creative writing classes, sociology, psychology. So aside from the obvious end result, which is some really good film, there really is a learning process going on that's sort of completely separate from the industry, the film industry aspect. Would you agree with that, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. And it just helps them socially, yeah. and every angle it covers.
So let's talk about, because last time we met, you were in sort of about halfway through the program for this year. I think a lot of stuff had been shot. You were getting into post-production phase and things like that. What kind of projects were completed? And then we can sort of talk about what kind of roles specifically people had in those particular projects.
Dom?
We did one called Dream Big, which was the middle school. That was our project, and that was awesome. We got to do green screen stuff. We all stood in front of the green screen for like a full class, and we all got to record our special little scenes in there, and That was one of the ones that got entered into the Meyer Film Festival,
and won.
It was awesome. Yeah, it won. Yeah. So that was awesome to be a part of that. Yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
I am not black.
I am not white.
I am not green, purple, or blue.
I am not handicapped.
I am not small.
I am somebody's son.
I am a dreamer.
I am creative.
I am a big sister.
I have heart.
So never quit.
Never give up.
And always remember.
Always remember.
Always remember to dream big.
Students from the Downriver Detroit Student Film Consortium and their award-winning film, Dream Big. They're our guests today on the new WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek, along with Susan McGraw, and they are with us in studio today. Gillespie, where do we go from here?
And then there was You Don't Know Me.
Yeah, You Don't Know Me, we did. That was one we all kind of gathered in one area, and Gillespie would call us in one by one, and we would record little statements that we all made up, and it was basically telling us, you know, something like, we can overcome challenges if you throw them at us, we can do whatever, you know. It's, and then we got to record like our actual like screen tests, almost, kind of things like that were put in, and then the audio was played over that. So it was awesome.
Yeah. It's called a voiceover, right?
Yeah.
They got to come up with their quote, and then they had to pick where they wanted to be shot. Mm. You know, so that's when we say written and directed by the students of the Don, they write their statement and they direct, you know, they choose their
they
scene.
Set their shot
yeah.
up.
Yeah. How many students in general terms have you had participating? I know this is sort of, you'll be starting sort of your third year, your third season, if you will, but
right.
What about the first two? Has it,
we went from 12 and then we had 15 this year. I think 15 is a good number. Mm-hmm. Anything over that, you know, like I said, you know, the instructors volunteer their time, so they're not there every time. I am, but sometimes, you know, but we have Joey Dagda is, he's on a label, and he's a rapper from Downriver Detroit, and he takes the kids in the studio and does the soundtrack work, and, you know, so it's good. And the best part about it is it's free. They don't pay a cent. Nobody pays anything. We solicit sponsors, we solicit donations, and out of pocket. So, you know, the kids, it's, you don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, no, you don't. I mean, even some of the sports programs way back when, even today, they're outpricing the ability to participate in some of these things. And this being really, I think, founded in academia and partnering with the creative side for free, except for time, dedication, commitment, passion, and all that stuff, boys, right? But that's incredible.
Yeah.
So when you talk about volunteers, what are some of the areas that they teach you in, or that you have people that come in sort of as your guest lecturers or your expert to teach you things?
Yeah, we pretty much have a person who does everything. You know, we have one for each group. We have recorders, we have artists, we have everything. It's a really collective group of people that all help us, and they push us harder to work and give our best work at it.
And you're all natural actors, or do you have acting coaches? And
do have acting coaches. Yeah, we have. Like I said, we have one for everyone in every area.
Well, explain the screen tests, how we did it, and then up until you actually shot your screen test.
Yeah. So for Dream Big.
No. When we did the drill, remember we were in the auditorium and you had
come
up with a line from the movie.
They told us a week prior, they said, okay, so next week we're going to come in, do our screen tests, and you need one line from a movie. So we all got to pick a line from a movie or a TV show or whatever, and we had to perform that in front of all the instructors and all of our kids and stuff, and so that was pretty fun. And
how many times did you have to perform?
Oh, gosh. We did it a lot. He would tell us, you know, speak louder or give it more confidently. And
they would get critiqued
Yeah.
before they went in front of the
camera. Well, and even in something like Dream Big, which we heard you know, the audio portion from, everybody had their own little line. How many times did you, you know, do people have to do their lines in that?
That was a lot, too. There was one girl at the end, Morgan Kirby, she had to smile at the end, and she did that like 25 times, like... until she got it right.
I was going to say, which take did you use? Take 25 or take?
No, she just kept. She was solid. She kept doing it. You know, and
see, yeah. Now in radio, normally you do 25 takes and you go back and you use the first or the second one, and that always turns out to be the best.
That's
one,
what we do. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, really, welcome to the real world, boys, because obviously you're not only being. Encouraged to think creatively and participate in these enriching activities, but also talk about preparation. Should you really do want to do this professionally sometime, that's the real world, as you're I'm sure learning from the experts. So what goals do you have? What, you know, you're young, of course, but I'm telling you, time flies right by. Just ask Mr. Mazurek there. he was 17 like 3 weeks ago. So
it doesn't feel that the way today. I'll tell
you
that. I know. Right, yeah.
But so what do you think down the road, you know, 10 years, 5 years, what do you
want to
do?
Well, from 10 years from now, I really just, like, I want to take the acting and stuff, you know, seriously. You know, I want to try modeling, radio, kind of just test the waters in every little area. Mm-hmm. And just see where it takes me from there.
Yeah, smart answer.
Yeah, I definitely want to act. I want to go to art school. I want to be in all, you know, drama and everything with the arts. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to actually ask Scott, based on these answers, how many of your students are working in other capacities artistically, like with art clubs or with the drama club? Because it seems like that would take an incredible amount of time as well.
Three kids graduated. When they graduate high school, they're done with us. And we had three seniors last year. One got a scholarship for his project, Detroit Mercy.
Nice.
Scholarship, and his project was a music video. He wrote, performed the song, and we shot it, and he edited it. He did everything. Another one went in the Navy, and one is in the U of M drumline in Ann Arbor. Yeah, wow. The kid from Canton came with one of the camera operators. But so we graduated two this year. Lawrence from Ecorse High School, who is going to go on to Ferris State in the media.
So he wants to pursue this as part of his college studies.
And though. Hannah Stoneburner, we're waiting to hear if she got the scholarship to MPI, Michigan Motion Picture Institute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. So you don't just do these so the kids have souvenirs of, you know, their time in the program. The idea is that these films, they get shown in festivals, but also how can people get involved with seeing them for themselves? And I know you had a premiere a couple of weeks ago, and just talk about, you know, upcoming opportunities to see these things, and when we can start to talk about some of the awards as well.
Sure. Once we premiere, we put them on YouTube. So DDSFC 2018, and they'll pop up. And, you know, 2017, last year's project will pop up. But we haven't put the Matthew McConaughey yet, and we haven't put Ashley's Hereditary on yet.
Okay.
So we're holding off on those.
That was a very interesting project. For those who don't know, Ashley is a member of the consortium, and this was kind of a freestyle slash poetry slam kind of
rap
monologue, very personal, very intense. And I understand that that this particular one is going to be shown maybe not somewhere where we're going to be able to watch it, right?
Yeah, the Essex Film Festival in England. Mm-hmm. So it's a women's festival, and we submitted. And you know, Ashley, we're rooting for her. And she's brilliant, and soon she's going to realize she's brilliant.
And then other things coming up in terms of being able to see some of the projects.
Let's see. We've screened at the Maple Theater, but the most important one is the DAFT Film Festival, the Digital Arts Film and TV Film Festival. We won two Best in Shows. Our junior high project won Best in Show, and our senior project won Best in Show, and they'll be screening at the DIA on April 28th. 10 a.m. for the junior high kids, 11:30 for the high school kids.
So this is going to take place in the auditorium, the little auditorium, or
no,
the Detroit Film, the
big
the Detroit Film Theater.
The big screen.
The big screen.
Yeah.
What a thrill that must be for the students. I'm hoping and expecting that everybody will show up, right? Everybody involved in the
sure,
in the
and they get yeah. called on the stage, they get more awards and things like that. Dom won a couple awards at our film festival. He won... He got the actor award for the middle school, and then all the students get to vote like on an MVP, Students' Choice Award, and he tied with Noah.
Wow!
And so he came out with a handful of gold.
Cool. So I have to ask, boys, what kind of influences do you have? Like, who's out there making the art right now that you're inspired by on a professional level? You said you like movies. So, like, is there any particular actor in your cases that that you are learning
from?
Yeah,
actually, it's it's three of them, really. Actors that I always looked up to, like Michael B. Jordan, he's definitely one of them. It's just, like, every movie that he's acting, it's, like, deeper. Like, it's a deeper meaning to it. Will Smith and Denzel Washington, I definitely look up to all those actors.
Great.
I definitely look up to... there's a wrestler, her name's Paige. She persuaded me to get more into this and definitely want to be on TV and stuff like that. And people like Lady Gaga, I'm super inspired by. I love that she's not afraid to, you know, do whatever she wants, and you know, no one's gonna like take her down from that, and she's up, you know. Yeah, so those are two that inspired me.
Pretty good role models, I'd
yeah,
say.
Right.
Yeah. And I do notice, and I noticed that this actually, at the interview from a few months ago, you call this guy Gillespie. What's up with that?
Scott and I, we've known each other for, just to be full disclosure, for 7 years. He's actually talked to me for maybe two or three of those years, but yeah. But you know him as Gillespie, right?
Yeah.
That's what I prefer. Yeah. And, you know, they don't, that's what they call me. That's what the parents call me. That's what the community calls me, you know. And, you know, some people say, like, what, no mister or no detective or, you know, no, just Gillespie.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works. And clearly it's working, right? So there you go. If somebody wants to learn more about this program or about this opportunity, or I know you've talked about recruiting students, finding students and saying, you know, might you be interested? But have you had students come to you or a parent come to you and say, boy, I really think my student might blossom through this. You know, is that an option or what?
Our program isn't for everyone. There isn't an application process. Mm-hmm. We kind of find you. We'll discover you or, you know, somebody will refer somebody to, and we'll interview them, mm-hmm. you know, but you gotta be brilliant. You have to be willing to work. I like angry kids. I'll take angry kids, not spoiled angry, but you know, I'll take kids that have been in trouble, but they gotta work. And once they're in the program, they gotta heed to the three rules. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. pretty much it.
And I'll definitely say that once you're in this, you know, I was new. I only had one friend actually who was in this, and I was like, oh, this is, you know, a new group of people, and there's a lot of them, so I was like, no one's gonna really talk to me. And then throughout the course of the year, it was awesome. We all got really close, and we're all friends now, and it's really awesome to have that bond with everyone.
Yeah, and there's that's the intangible that you're not going to see on the screen necessarily, but you're going to feel
right.
through the art. So
awesome. I think Darian's going to be a great leader in this program. I can tell he's a fair person. He's not a selfish person, and I'm looking forward to see, you know, when we start sit down and start pinning some things out and his ideas. I'm excited about that. Dom, I know that it's going to come. You know, he's probably working on some stuff right now.
Downriver Detroit Student Film Consortium. Once again, two Best in Show Awards and two Awards in Excellence that will be screened at the Digital Arts and Arts Film and Television Festival, the DAFT Festival, which comes up, next Saturday at the Detroit Institute of Arts,
it's
right?
Their 50th
the 28th.
Year. Mm-hmm.
So this is a kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And you guys have gotten a lot of recognition from them, even in your 2 years of existence. Where do we go from here? What are we looking forward next year? How do you get bigger? How do you get better? Or is it sort of started to find its niche for you?
Well, it depends on the students, but now that, you know, we're having a lot of, you know, some are coming in their third year, so they know what to expect and they're ready to work. And, you know, when they come up with an idea, they have to give me a synopsis in writing. They have to, and be able to explain it to me. And I mean, we had, Cece Bono directed by herself this year, Foster Life 2.
Which is a comedy, and you know, comedy's hard enough for adults. How do you get kids to try and deliver a line? And you know, what is it like to sit there at a premiere wondering whether or not people are going to laugh at the obvious jokes?
Well, you know, the premiere is a big test, and people laughed, they cried, literally cried, and then some people, they thought, you know, makes you think. So we did, you know, provoke the three emotions that we wanted, so... They're getting it done.
Yeah. Well, getting it done is an understatement. We're excited about where this is going, and we're, you know, again, academics teaching in this field, we're pretty proud of you guys for having already come this far, and your willingness just to come out and talk on the radio. Not for everybody. Don't underestimate how the ability to just kind of do this, how profound that actually is, especially at your age. So we wish you much success moving forward.
Thank
and we know Galeski here, I'm going to call him that, will keep us posted, and hopefully we'll have a chance to see more of you guys and hear more of you very, very soon. So great, great work. Keep up the success.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. We've got more on the way. This is the new WHFR Journal. Please stay with us.
Music has evolved a great deal in the past 300 years. And that's only because of artists who were able to express themselves in ways that the common practice couldn't. Music is art, and great art should seek to change the world. No one knows when the next wave will break, but when it does, you can rest assured you'll hear it on the Space is a Place program. Every Friday evening from 6 until 8 p.m. with me, your host, Tom Wilson. Right here on your favorite radio station, 89.3 WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
Looking to return to school this fall? Well, fall registration is now open at Henry Ford College. Go online to your WebAdvisor account to register before classes start on August 23rd. If you don't have a WebAdvisor, call the HFC Counseling Office at 313-845-9611 to get started on a path that's future-driven.
Hi, this is Chelsea Marie, Program Director here at WHFR. I just want to take a moment to thank all those who pledged their support during this year's Radiothon. I want to thank all of our DJs for their hard work, but I especially want to thank our loyal listeners for their support. If you would still like to donate, please visit our website and click on the Radiothon 2018 button. And on behalf of everyone here at WHFR, thank you.
Welcome back. This is the new WHFR Journal here on 89.3, the station making waves, also online at WHFR.fm. I'm Alan Mazurek. So glad that you could be with Susan McGraw and I today for our program. And indeed, we want to thank you for joining us, and certainly for those of you who were with us last week and also made your contributions during Radiothon. Don't forget, you know, oftentimes, just for scheduling purposes, our program is pre-recorded, as it is today, but we do always welcome your feedback to the program, and probably one of the best ways to get a hold of us is to talk to Susan McGraw, the general manager of the station, and her email address, scmcgraw@hfcc.edu. You can also call our switchboard number, which is 313-845-9676. Option 2, and leave voicemail, but sometimes, especially on a Friday or a weekend, some of those calls might sit for a few days before we get back and call you back. But we inevitably will. We want to talk to you. We want to know what you think about the program, and we appreciate everybody's support. As I mentioned, we're going to bring in Josh Hebert to talk some sports, and actually, not just Josh. We've got a couple of guests with us in the studio that we'll unveil in just a couple of minutes here. later. But Josh, last time we spoke, we were talking about how, oh, geez, it might be a little cold in Fargo, North Dakota, yeah, where the roller hockey team was. But I guess they made it back safe and sound.
They did. They did and had a good weekend, too.
How did things go in the tournament for them? And again, this is an inaugural season for a club team, not technically a varsity sport, but and certainly making their mark, right?
They did made it to the Final Four for their first year, which is phenomenal for any sport team to do.
Well, since we're talking sports, let's expand on that a little bit. Yeah. And who are we going to bring in here to talk about sports a little bit more?
We have the athletic director, Miss Rochelle Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Nice to see you again. Welcome back to the new WHFR
Journal. Thanks
for having
me here.
Indeed. So we've got... Go ahead. Go ahead, Josh.
And we're also having in Miss Gwen Burton, who is the new women's basketball coach at Henry Ford.
Indeed. And lots of things to talk about when it comes to that sport. We're looking forward to seeing the ladies back on the court next year here at HFC. So let's just start, and maybe I'll just sort of get the ball rolling here. How many, for those who don't know, how many varsity sports do we have here at Henry Ford College?
Well, we're happy to be growing our program. Currently this year we have six varsity sports. That would be golf, basketball, just men's basketball. We have wrestling, which was new this year. Took seven guys to the national championship, so we couldn't be more proud of them. We have our volleyball team, that's a women's team, and then we have baseball and softball. So that rounds up our six. And then again, next year when we bring the women's basketball team back, we'll really be competing at a full level with seven sports.
And before I let Josh get into, the nitty-gritty of the successes and the wins, because it sounds like there's a lot to celebrate this year, I just want to, sort of explore a little bit what role, as athletic director, what role do you see athletics playing at a college like this? I mean, we see, all the time people talking about how, athletes are just, idolized and overvalued, but there is this whole idea of, at least from my perspective, these are students who have been, practicing and training in these sports for a number of years and have the opportunity to continue to pursue that.
Correct.
While they continue their education. So what's that balance like at HFC?
I think we have two roles, two purposes on campus. One, for the student athletes themselves, an opportunity. I was an athlete myself. I know there's so much growth and development. These are young men and women who are beginning to find their ways in the world and really learn some of those soft skills that they're going to use throughout their lives and their career. So when they have a chance to participate, continue to participate on an athletic team, now working with different coaches, with different student athletes from all over the state and outside the state as well. Again, it's that growth and development and an opportunity to continue to hone their sport, hone their craft. And we have been lucky that even this year we have student athletes who have now been offered athletic scholarships and will go on to a four-year institution where out of high school they didn't get that scholarship offer. So in that regard, the athletic program is great for those student athletes. But then I think for the campus itself, we're the spirit. We're kind of like the heart and the spirit. We're the part of the campus that allows students, faculty, and staff to kind of rally behind one common thing. And this year, it was kind of our men's basketball program. It was our wrestling program. It was roller hockey. It was a great experience to walk along campus and people say, hey, are we still undefeated in basketball? How about that roller hockey team? So, I think it's great to bring students and faculty and staff all on the same page and give you something to be excited and happy about. And then for our student athletes to continue to grow and develop and play the sport they love.
Speaking of the players going on to the four-year colleges, a lot of those actually came from the basketball team this year under Chris Shepard in his first season.
Absolutely.
How impressed were you with how the basketball team moved to a top contender in the conference from where they were last year?
Loved it, loved it, loved it. I think one of the best things I did last year was, I did some really good things last year. I bought in an outstanding wrestling coach. I'm going to take all this credit. Outstanding wrestling coach. But then Coach Shepard and his staff coming in, we were, I think, 7 out of 9 in the basketball season the year before Chris Shepherd came. And in 1 year to bring in, be able to recruit and bring in quality young men taking care of their business in the classroom, and then representing Henry Ford so superbly throughout the entire year. Couldn't be more proud. And we actually have one young man, Maceo McCatney. He may have been here on the air at some point. Left today to go to take an official visit to the University of Montana, Northern Montana. And he told me yesterday, you know, I've never even been on a plane before, but here he is on his way right now to Montana because they're offering him a scholarship. So, I mean, it's outstanding.
And then going a few states over, the roller hockey team made it to Fargo, North Dakota in their first season as a program here.
As a program. And, you know, all year we were one of the smallest teams to compete. We had nine players last year. When we got to nationals, we saw teams with 12 and 14 on their bench, and it makes a big difference, you know, having fresh legs that you can bring in. So we're really hoping that the success of that team will allow us to attract and recruit some more players, and that we're just looking to our goal is to get back to the national championship and make it to a championship game.
And it really wasn't that long ago that wrestling started out as a club sport here at the college, went to the varsity level, and
exactly.
Also has had success.
Exactly. Yeah. So unfortunately for roller hockey, there is no NJCAA or varsity level, so their club will be. But it was a outstanding tournament. They ran it, you know, first class, and it was an honor to be there to represent the school. And like I said, the guys said right away, we want to come back next year. We want to earn our way back here next year. So I think with that determination, they're going to be there.
Okay. And now moving from the success of the men's basketball team and the roller hockey, Miss Burton, starting back up the women's basketball team here at Henry Ford, what are you looking forward to this season?
Well, this season I'm looking forward to having a fast-paced up-style tempo with our women's basketball team. It'd be exciting, you know, to watch and getting up and down the floor and having our kids, you know, actually execute and shoot threes and getting the crowd involved with our, you know, the basketball. So hopefully this year that we can also emulate what the men have done this past season. You
and
know.
Just, I'm sorry, but I have to say, that was the third great thing I did this year. Hire Coach Burton. She was an athlete. She competed at a community college level, went on to a 4-year school, coached at NCAA level. So we're getting great experience with Coach Burton. She's been involved at the high school level here. In fact, she was working with King High School, who went on and just barely missed going to the state championship this year. So we've got a great coach here. So I'm going to take credit for her.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, Miss Taylor brings us to this point then. Where did you coach at the NCAA level or play at the NCAA level then?
Well, I played at University of Louisville. You know, I have the opportunity to say that we were one of the teams that beat UConn in the first round of the NCAA, you know, tournament.
There's not a lot of teams that can say that, by the way.
You know, 74-71 at their, you know, place. So,
oh, she remembers the score.
So that was a great, you know, a great experience for me with, you know, University of Louisville, you know, two-time Metro Conference champions, and going on to play, you know, the NCAA tournament. Also, for my 13 years on the Division I level, I coached at Chicago State. I also coached at Eastern Illinois University. So we won the Great West Conference championship at Chicago State, went 24-10 that season, 2010 and 2011 season.
Okay.
So, now, about six months from now or so, we're gonna start to hear some whistles and some balls bouncing off the court, right? And maybe even before that. How has the recruitment process gone so far? I understand, and part of the things, one of the things we want to talk about is that we have open tryouts coming up tomorrow and Sunday here on campus, right?
Absolutely. Saturday and Sunday, we'll be coming in, have some tryouts coming up with some kids that are very excited about, you know, trying to be a part of our program. We already signed six kids already, four from King, where I came from, including Erica here. We already got her in the building here as well. Two from Kalamazoo Central, a really 6'4 kid that legit, you know, that can run down the floor, play with her back to the basket. So that's a great sign for us as well. And also getting, you know, some kids that can actually shoot the three and execute what we want to do with a 4-out-1 offense. So
with the tryouts coming up this weekend here at Henry Ford, what are you looking for in those players?
You know, the same thing I look for in my King players, you know, some aggression, somebody that's enthusiastic about playing basketball and also committed, you know, not only in the on the court, but also in the classroom. So we also got some good student athletes that come in here, you know, with some great, great point averages, because we want to also compete for the academic, you know, conference awards too, you know, and in the classroom. So
What kind of travel is involved in the league that we're in? I mean, what, you know, I know in baseball and softball they go around, especially in the spring. What's involved over the course of the season in terms of travel?
Well, the great thing about this right here coming up, October the 19th to the 20th, we'll be participating in the Chicago JUCO Jamboree. And that's all Division I junior colleges that are going to be competing there. It's just a scrimmage.
We'll be the only Division II school there, thanks to Coach Burke.
There we go.
Absolutely. I want to see, you know, test our measurement and where we're going to be, you know, along the season when we participate in that jamboree. And then we're going to go to, we're going to have two home games coming up in November. Escape my mind here. What school? St. Clair Community College and Lake Michigan College going to be coming here to grace our presence at home. So,
and then we just got confirmation they're going to go to with our men's team. We're sending our women down to Niagara County, New York, so Niagara Falls area, and they'll have a chance to play two schools there: Genesee County Community College, I think, and Niagara County. So it gives them, give both our men and women a chance to be seen outside this area, and that helps when it's time for them to think about going on and playing at another level. They've been seen by coaches, in this case, in Chicago, in New York, then of course here in Michigan and Ohio area.
Now we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left. I just want to point out for our listeners that are listening to this on Friday afternoon, the interview that we're recording is being recorded on Thursday afternoon, which is when we also are preparing to host Motor Drive Live, which is our live music show live from Studio J. So the band that you hear, no, it's not. I'm not like accidentally leaving a CD up in the background. The band is tuning up, and just so you know, so don't adjust your radio. This is actually, you know, part of life at WHFR, and we love it that way. Let me ask you one quick question, and as we get ready to start, I mean, ideally, the Hollywood script will be that, you know, you get these girls on the court, or ladies, you guys, you know, 17-3, you have that one rival that beats you at the buzzer early in the season, you come back and beat them in the playoffs, you go to regionals. I mean, realistically, what are the expectations that you're looking for out of this team as you put it together?
The expectation I have for this team is for us to get to the regionals. You know, I want to be a conference champion the first year out the gate. And it's after putting a little pressure on my kids, you know, so be it. But they know what our expectations were when they came and signed here at Henry Ford. We want to start setting, you know, some type of landmarks and, you know, blazing some paths. You know, we want to be trailblazers here. And they're going to be our first time that we're going to be able to be, you know, to compete for a conference championship.
And I shared with Coach Burton and her assistant coaches, no pressure, but our man had just a fabulous year. No pressure, but we'd love to see that on the women's side.
Absolutely.
Miss Burton, how much are you going to lean on possibly Coach Shepherd after coming over from last year and your assistant coaches this year?
Well, you know, me and Chris, we always talk about, you know, game strategy and things like that. So while we're on the road doing doubleheaders and things like that, we'll be you know, talking to each other about game strategy as well. So especially keeping that up-tempo going with us.
Okay. Thank you guys for both coming in and chatting with us today. Good luck to you in the women's basketball season. And Ms. Taylor, congrats on a phenomenal year as athletic director. Hopefully we'll see something athletic director of the year coming your way soon.
There you go.
No, thanks so much.
No,
always
no pressure, Gwen,
here.
Right?
No pressure whatsoever.
Gwen, we look forward to checking back in with you. Like I said, once we hear those sneakers squeaking on the floor and whistles and balls bouncing as we walk past the athletic building, we look forward to keeping track of the progress of the team.
Well, thank you.
And Rochelle, thank you again for joining us.
Absolutely, thanks.
Thanks for joining us for the new WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek. Susan McGraw and I will be back next Friday afternoon with another hour of discussion of things going on here in Dearborn, our surrounding communities, and right here on the HFC campus. Stay tuned. We've got Kitty Love and a trip down Highway 61 coming up next here on the Station Making Waves.
Coming up on April 22nd, 2018, Motor City Brass Band presents its Festival of Bands. We're going to have 300 musicians on stage. William Himes will be our guest conductor. Your tickets hotline is 248-788-6618. That's this Sunday, April the 22nd at 3 p.m. at the Michael A. Guido Theater at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center, 15801 Michigan Avenue, Dearborn, Michigan. And please stay tuned to WHFR and listen for your favorite DJ to announce a ticket giveaway for the Motor City Brass Band Festival of Bands event this Sunday, April 22nd, the Motor City 9th Annual Festival of Bands.
There's a flood of memories every time you hear that pop. There's a flood of memories every time you hear that scratch. From the old and legendary to the new and collected, music is constantly evolving, but the one thing that hasn't left music is vinyl. Join 89.3 WHFR as we celebrate Vinylthon, a nationwide celebration of all things vinyl. Tune in this Saturday as we dust off our collection and fire up the turntables to spin you something special. From your favorite listener-supported, non-commercial radio station, WHFR is making waves with vinyl. Tune in online and use our new web player app at whfr.fm or tune in on your radio with 89.3 FM. We are WHFR, the only station making waves.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.